Is daf is daf nun hey. I figure we'd take it from the bottom of nun dal amr beis, or did we make it to nun hey? Okay. So the bottom of nun dal amr beis, the last 10 lines, the Gemara, like five narrow lines up, the Gemara says, Tani kame di Rabbi Elazar. Braisa was taught in front of Rabbi Elazar, and the Braisa quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says, in v'chukosai vim bibehema temeya, if you have a behema temeya, ufada berkecha, and you redeem its value. So the halacha is, if obviously behemah tameya is not kosher for the mizbeach, but if you are makdish, the animal is kodesh lebedek abai, so you have to redeem that value, and that now that money, that kedusha transfers to money. Now the money is used to buy something used for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, again, vim behemah tameya upada berkachan, you redeem the value. Ma behemah tameya miyuchedes shetchilas hektesh. Just like behemah tameya is the first time it's been hektish, you made it hektish. It's not transferring from one kedusha to the next. This is the initial kedusha you infused in this animal, and the entire kedusha is kulul l'shemayim and moalin ba. And one would get meila for getting any hana. So af so too kol shetchilasa hektish. Anything else that's the initial kedusha, the kulul l'shemayim and all l'shemayim moalin ba, there would be an iser meila. So we learn that from behemah. So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rebbe Lazar, the Tana. So he says to the Tana, Bishma kula l'shemayim. I understand why the Bryce is describing this as kula l'shemayim, l'mute kachim kalim, as opposed to kachim kalim, which is a lesser level, came into islay l'baylim b'gavayu les behu mila. It's a whole larger discussion about kachi baylim, at the kachi kalim, there's a certain bailis that the owner owns. The Gemara talks about he could do kedushin with it since I have a certain bailus. So since I, as a hedyot, have a certain bailus of a kachim kalim, a lower level kachim, it's not kulul l'shemayim, and there would not be an iser me'ila. Ella, tchilas hektish l'mutemai. Why does it describe behemah tamei as a tchilas hektish? That this was the initial hektish. L'mutemai, what's it coming to exclude? What other case would not be this way and would not have me'ila? So the Gemara says, my tchilas hektish, who is bein me'ila, just like the beginning hektish, the initial hektish has me'ila, sof hektish, less b'me'ila. But the end of a hektish doesn't have me'ila. Right? What's sof hektish? So a person transfers it over to another item. Look at Rashi. Where is Rashi here? There's no Rashi here. Okay, but just like the tchias hektish, only tchias hektish, the initial hektish has me'ila. However, the sof hektish, if a person were to take the initial kedusha of the behemah tameya and transfer to another item for kedusha, that sof hektish, that second hektish item or animal, would not have an iser mila. That's what's coming to teach us. That's the initial understanding of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's not necessarily raya. Dilma, maybe the diak to be made is le'inan chomesh kamris. Regarding when do you have to pay that additional chomesh, that penalty, not really the penalty in this case, but that additional 20%, when does that apply? Ukrevi Yeshua Levi, like your Yeshua Levi holds, only the Tchilas Hekdesh. If you're poda from the Tchilas Hekdesh, does that require Chomesh? But if you're poda a secondary Hekdesh, then one would not require to pay Chomesh. Mar says, Amr Le'in, Halchi Kamina, that's exactly right. That's what the Braisa means. So then, so again, the halacha is that only the Tchilas Hekdesh requires Chomesh when you're being poda, but the Sof Hekdesh, a secondary Hekdesh, would not require Chomesh. So Amr Le'in, Ravashi, Ravashi says to the Ravina, Behema Tmeya, B'tchilas hektesh isa. So he says something else. No, behemah tamei, only the tchilas hektesh, is it true that, that what? Again, isa, it exists. What's isa? Let's see. Be'emtsa hektesh lesa. So only the initial hektesh, can you transfer over a tchilas hektesh to a secondary hektesh, but a secondary hektesh, meaning the emsa, the second item I transfer the kedusha over to, that I cannot transfer over to a third item. That's what it's talking about. Not about paying chomesh, but which levels are am I able to transfer over to? Look at that top Rashi and Nun Heyam and Aleph. Rashi says be'emsa hektesh lesa. Nihid b'sof hektesh. Granted that the sof hektesh lo mishkachas mishim lo bez chaziyav lo leshaka b'binyan. That the sof hektesh is not right to be brought in mizbeach, nor is it right to be built as part of the Beis Hamikdash. Miu behektesh sheni mishkachas la shematfisa. What you can do is if I have the tchilas hektesh, I transfer it to a second hektesh, hektesh sheni, that second hektesh is not roi for anything, but I am able to be podet, I can only be podet, but I'm not allowed to transfer it over yet to a third item. So that's what we learn from this. So then the Gemara says, Amar le, Ravina says, Ravashi, lefish eino besof hektesh. What's the deal? So Rashi says, l'fi sheinu besof hektesh, umishum hachi, for this reason, imait em te hektesh mina kin mefarish v'azio. Let's get a chakra tie here, clearer here. I misunderstood. The previous line of Amarle Rav Ashi to Ravina was really a question. So again, Rav Ashi says to Ravina, Behema Temeya, B'tchias Hektish Isa, Bem Tektish Lesa. Are you telling me only the Tchias Hektish, only the initial Hektish can be transferred over, but the Ems to the second one can be transferred over? That can't be what the Dik is being made. Even the Ems Hektish, even the secondary Hektish can be transferred over. So what we're saying is no. So the new explanation is Amarle, the Fi She'ena B'sof Hektish. The Behema Temeya, but that Sof Hektish can never remain as a Sof Hektish. That last Hektish can never be used for anything else, has to be transferred. But you can use Hektish and transfer it over to multiple objects, but the Sof Hektish, whatever that last Hektish is, you can never leave it over as Sof Hektish. You can never leave it as is, because it has to be transferred over to money to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. Then the Gemara asks another question. So Amalei Rav Acha V'Difti L'Ravina Be'emtza Hektish Mia Isa Ulosef Nami Chamish. So if it's really true that the Emtza Hektish, that the second Hektish can be transferred over to another Hektish, you could transfer it to another item, so then when you're being coded that Hektish Sheni, so you should require to pay Chamish. And earlier we said you only pay Chamish on Tchias Hektish, not on the secondary Hektish. So Amalei, so he says Harei Hu Kisof Hektish. Really, it's like Sof Hektish. What does that mean? That Emtza Hektish is like Sof Hektish. Ma Sof Hektish Eino Mosif Chomish, Af Emtza Hektish Eino Mosif Chomish. So he says, no, really Emtza Hektish is kind of like both. It's like Rishon, it's like Tchilas Hektish, that you can transfer to another Kedusha, but it's like Sof Hektish, and just like Sof Hektish, there's no Chomish, so to the Emtza Hektish is not like Chomish. So you only pay Chomish on the initial one, not on anything after that. But in terms of what you can be transfer kedusha to, the Emtza Hektish you can transfer to yet another object. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rav Zutra, Braid Rav Meri the Ravina, my chazis, where did you see the Medamis Lei Lesof Hektish, Ninmel Letchias Hektish? So we're trying to figure out this Emtza Hektish right now, that middle Hektish, why are we comparing it more to Sof Hektish, that there is no Chomish? Let's compare it to the beginning of Hektish, whereby there is Chomish. So what was the logic? So Amalei, so he explains, Mistavra lo Sof Hektish Havalei Ledmui. Because it's more logical to connect it to Sof Hektish. Sof Hektish, yeah, why? Because Shekein Nitvas Mi Nitvas, because they're both considered the receiving end. So both the Emtza Hektish and Sof Hektish receive Kedusha from something else, they're more similar, as opposed to the Tchias Hektish didn't receive Kedusha. That was the initial Kedusha. So therefore, since they're both Nitpas, they again receive Kedusha from a previous item. That's why Emtza Hektish is more likely similar to Sof Hektish, and by that they both don't have Chomish. But then the Gemara says, no, Adrab, the opposite is true. The Tchilas Hektish have Lila Dmuye. It should compare it to the beginning of Hektish. Why? Shekein Davar Shiesh Achrav Kedusha, Midavar Shesh Achav Kedusha. Just like the Tchias Hektish, there's a later stage of a Kedusha where it's being transferred to something else. So to Emtza Hektish, that Kedusha is being transferred to some other item. The Gemara says, Kedamar Rava Ha'ola Ol Rishona Hachanami HaTemeya Temeya Rishona. Only the Temeya Rishona. So in the end of the day, after the dust has settled, we're saying from this halacha that only the first pidyon, the first Tchias Hektish, only that requires HaRishona, HaTemeya, only that requires Chomish. All the other additional levels, stages in Kedusha, do not require Chomish. So what does it mean HaRishona? So this is Machlokas throughout Shas. So HaRishona, Gemara says HaOla. So Rashi explains here, HaOla means Dechsiv Gavei Seder HaMaracha, in terms of the order of the Seder of the Mizbeach, U'biyar Aleha Kohen Eitzim Baboker Baboker. He puts new wood each morning on the Mizbeach. We learn this in Talmud. So you put on the Ola on top of that. Why Ha'ola? Hey Yisera, Darish Shetehi Rishona. What's the extra hey? It should be Rishona. Why HaRishona? It's an extra letter to make a drasha. Shelo Yeh Hekter Kodom LeTalmud Shoshacha. That this should be the first item, the carbon Talmud, and nothing else. It's just drasha from the extra letter hey. Tosos argues. Tosos says in many places in Shas as well. Ha'ola Ola Rishona, says Tosos. Ha'ksuva Rishona, the first one that's written in the Torah, but Parshas Pinchas. What's the first carbon we're introduced to in Parshas Pinchas? It's Hainu Talmud Shoshachar. The Rishona is the carbon, not a drush of the letter hey. It's the first carbon, which is the carbon tamin. The chayin pesh Rashi beperek tamin nishchat. Inami, alternatively, Rishona shekrivu yisob b'midbar. Not the first one listed in Pinchas, but the first one that Klai Yisrael as an am ever brought in the midbar at Kabbalah Satorah, they brought the carbon tamin according to one opinion. And then the third explanation of Rashi, there's a total of four of Tosos, there are a total of four explanations. This third one in Tosos is Inami Rishona Lechina Chamizbeach, the Kedamar Batchelis Ein Vichanachin Esmizbeach El Batabit Shashacha. The way you inaugurate the Mizbeach is by bringing a carbon tamid. So the carbon tamid is the first one that really initiates, that really inducts the Mizbeach into the Avoda. So these are four drashas, but Ha always means the first. So too, Ha Temeya means the first, only the Tchiyat Hektish requires chomesh, nothing beyond that. And Mishnah tells us that ha'ona arba kesef. When a person violates ona, we say it's arba kesef. Okay. Tani kavasa, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Para su tachas para shel hektish. If I say this cow is in place of this cow, which is already hektish, I'm transferring the kedusha from one cow to the next cow. Or talazu tachas talas shel hektish. Or this talas is going to be in place of this talas that has hektish. Hektisho, it's good hektish. Padoi, the initial hektesh is redeemed and now transferred over to the second item. The yad hektesh al helyona, and the hektesh has the upper hand. How does that work? So let's say parazu b'chamish slime tachas parasha hektesh. If I say that this cow, which is chamish slime, is going to be underneath this other cow, or talazu b'chamish slime tachas talas hektesh, this talas of five slime will be in place of this talas of hektesh. So let's say they don't work out, they're not the same amount. Let's say the new item you're transferring to is more money than the initial hektish. So let's say the initial hektish was $5. I'm transferring it to a cow worth, well, it's not a good example, but let's say to a talis that's $10. So the hektish has the yad el yona that it gets the whole new talis now, and now it's the double the price. All that extra money goes to hektish. So we say, hektesha padoi, the initial hektish is considered redeemed. Al hektish rishon, mosif chomish, hektish sheni, ein mosif chomish. Then we say also, when you redeem the first item, you add a chomish to the first item, but on the second item, when you redeem it, you do not add a chomish, and that's how this brisa supports what we said above, only hektesh rishon. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now ha'ona arba kesef. Ona is arba kesef. We said arba kesef to a sela had to be the ratio of 1/6, as we said earlier in the Masechta. Ha'taina, when a person makes a taina of a mode of mixtas, if I claim from you some money and you admit to own some of the money, not all of it, that's shvuas dayanim, it's called shvuas modu b'miktas, you have to pay, you have to rather make a shvua. So that taina, that initial taina that I make, the Mishnah tells us has to be at least shtei kesef, has to be two silver, amount of two silver, and hoda, the admission that you admit to only modu b'miktas, has to be at least a shava puta. That's the din, we'll see that also in Masechta Shvuas when we get there, it's repeated there and more elaborated. So then the Mishnah says, there are chamesh prutos hein, there are five prutas. Throughout Shas, what are the five prutas? Hoda shava pruta, that the hoda has to be at least a shava pruta. Ha'isha, as we know, the first mission in Kedushin, miskadeshes b'shava pruta. Ha'nehene b'shava pruta, a person gets hana from the hektesh, if it's at least a shava pruta worth of hana, min ha'hektesh, he's ma'al, that's the isra me'ila, it brings a carbon. And hamotzi shava pruta, a person who finds a shava pruta of an item worth a shava pruta, is chayiv l'hachis, needs to announce it, it's a shava saveda. And the fifth and final one is Hagozel es chaveri o shavapruta, person who steals at least a shavapruta from his friend and nishvalo and swears that he didn't, and then he admits he is shua sheker. He's yolichenu achav afilu lemadai. He doesn't get a full kapar until he chases the guy, even though he's all the way out in madai, he needs to chase him down for that shavapruta to get a full kapar. So the Gemara says, Tanina chadazinma. We already learned these halachas elsewhere in another Mishnah already. Mishnah, this is the Mishnah early in the parak. Ha'ona arba kesef me'asim v'arba kesef sala. Shitus l'mekach. We already learned this din. And ha'taina shekesef ha'oda. Sorry, our answer is rather ha'taina shekesef ha'oda shavapruta itzrichlei. We wanted to use this just to really introduce another halacha about the hoda modu b'miktas. Where it says, what do you mean? You don't need the Mishnah here in Perek Hazav to teach me the din of modu b'miktas. Because hanami tanina, we learned this in the Mishnah and Shavuos. Shavuos hadayanim ha'taina shekesef ha'oda shavapruta. Why do you have to repeat this? The first two lines, you're right, were really unnecessary. But we brought it in just to introduce this mission of their five prutos, hein. There are five prutas to throughout Shas. Yushalmi tells us that the reason why there's a machokas Yushalmi Babli, whenever you see numbers In the Mishnah, so the Babli says we have numbers to teach us to exclude something else. Five as opposed to a sixth one you would have thought worked. The Yushalmi says, no, the reason why you have numbers listed in the Mishnah is to help you remember. Once you remember, it's easy to remember five. To remember all five is hard, but to remember there are five and then try to figure out what the five are, it's much easier to remember that way. That's a tool to help remember. So that's why the Rambam, in many places, he says, we're about to see 10 different mitzvahs. And then he says, everything's in numbers in the Rambam, because he's based on the Yushalmi, it helps you remember. So once you know the number, which is easier to remember one number, and then you figure out backwards which the five putas are. I don't know where the Yushalmi is, but I've heard this Yushalmi quoted. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanina chadiz, two dots. Chamesh putos, hey, and the five putas we have throughout Shas. V'lisnei nami ha'ona puta. So also teach a din of ona. Ona also has to be a puta. If the ona is less than a puta, even though it's a six, but if it turns out the item is so small, so the 1/6 is less than a puta, that does not qualify as ona. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana Zosameris comes to teach me that ain't ona the prutos. We learn here that there's no ona the prutos. What does that mean? Looking for the Rashi here. So Rashi says, ain't ona the prutos, bipachos mi iser shumat beya shokasef. So we learn from here that it's not true. That how does it answer the question now? The fact that Gemara asks the question, we could just learn from the very question itself, that there is ona to prutos. It has to be a certain, the coin, the base of the object has to be at least an iser for there to be a ona applied to it. But then Levi Amar, yesh ona l'prutos, he thinks that there is ona when it comes to even a pruta. The Chayin Tani Levi, he taught in a masnis in a brisa, chamesh prutos, and he had a different gears than our Mishnah. What did the brisa say? Ha'una pruta, ha'uda pruta, v'kidushi isha pruta, v'gezel pruta, v'shivas hadayanim pruta. So he has a whole other list here, very similar, but he switched, two of them switched. His list includes ona, and it includes yeshivas hadayanim, that the dayanim would not sit down, they would not sit in a court case unless they have at least a pruta what to discuss. But he leaves out goes as chavero, and he also leaves out hashav zaveda. So he has a slightly different list. So Gemara says, wants to know what's the difference between our list and the brisa and the Mishnah and this brisa. So Tani didan our Mishnah my time alokat on yeshivas hadayanim. Why did it not teach a case of the dayanim sitting down for at least a pruta? So Tani Le Gezel, they talk Gezel. It's the same case, same type of din here. Rashi says Tana Gezel on the bottom here. Michaven the Tana Gezel, Bapruta, Shramiya Mamonahu, Ukafinin. Once we see that the Gazan has to chase after the guy to return the money for at least the Pruta, we see that we view that as being Mamon. So too, the Dayan would have to sit down for a case of us Pruta. That's considered a Mamon. So then the Gemara says, Milo Tana Gezel Katani Aveda. That's not a proof. Once the din of Gezel teaches us that Shava Pruta is Mamon, so we would also learn that the halacha of Hashavas Aveda would also be Shava Pruta. So why list Hashavas Aveda as a separate din? So the Gemara says, it's Rechlei. No, you need to teach both Gezela and Aveda. Why? Gezel, it's Rechlei Gezel, because Agoza Mechaveiro Shava Pruta, Venishbalo, Elichenu Achra Fafilu Lamadai. If you steal a Shava Pruta from a guy, you need to chase him down wherever you're going to return the money. Aveda, Hamotzi Aveda, Shaputa, Chayv Lahachriz, Afagav Dizal. So the din of Shavas Aveda, if I find the item and it's worth a Shavaputa, but then it goes down in value, so maybe you think you're putt from having to return the item anymore. Kamashman, we go based on the value it was when you found it. So once it was a Shavaputa when you found it, I don't care what price it goes down to, you have to do Hachraz until you find the rightful owner. So that's the Chiddush of a Shavas Aveda. But Yeshivas Dayanim, that would have been understood once we learn that Gezel is Mamon B'Shavapruta, so to Yeshivas Dayanim from our Mishnah. So then the Gemara says, the Levi, my time alo Tani Aveda. Why doesn't Levi include the Mishnah, the line of Aveda in his Braisa, B'Pruta? Tani like Gezel, because we taught the halacha of Gezel. So the Gemara says, Milo Katani Gezel V'Katani Yeshivas Dayanim. What do you mean? He teaches these are separate items. So once Gezel tells us that Shavaputa is considered Mammon, so also Yeshivas HaDayanim is considered a Mammon. So the Gemara says, no, Yeshivas HaDayanim could not have been learned from Gezel because it's Rechla, you need to teach Yeshivas HaDayanim. Why? Lafuke made Rav Katina to exclude Rav Katina's position, which is what? Then Rav Katina is based in this Kakin, Afilu Pachas Mishavaputa. He thinks that Bezin should sit on any amount of money, even Pachas Mishavaputa, at the sit. So we have to teach the Bryce of Levi that no, they only sit for a din of a Pruta. Levi, my time alo, ketani hektesh. Why didn't he teach hektesh? The Gemara says, "Bechulim kamari, behektesh lo, kachim lo, mekamari." He was only dealing with Chulin, but he wasn't on the radar. Kachim wasn't on the radar for him. Einach and Ami agrees to the din, but that wasn't a part of the discussion. So then, El Tana Didan, the Kamari B'Kachim, our Mishnah, which did deal with Kachim, because it listed Me'ila, Nisna Maisa B'Pruta. So we should teach that Maisa also has the same din of Pruta. That less than a Pruta, we Maisa Sheni can't be Tofes onto money. The Maisa Sheni has to be at least a Shama Pruta to transfer over to Mamun. So the Gemara says, Kiman Damar Ein Bechom Shapruta. He holds that Ein Bechom Shapruta, which means even if the Maisa Sheni is worth a Pruta, if the Chomash is not worth a Pruta, there is no Pidyon. So he doesn't think the din of Pruta applies to Maisa Sheni. That's why it's not on the list. So then the Gemara says, V'listen a Chomash Maisa B'Pruta. So why not teach, okay, the fifth of a Maisa Sheni has to be a Pruta for the Pidyon to take effect. So that should have been listed as the sixth item. The Gemara says, B'karna Kamari B'Chomash Lo Kamari. We're dealing with the base of the money, the base value, but not about any additional Chomash. So that's why it wasn't on the list. Okay. Marnell tells us, Guf Amr of Katina, based in Niskak, and Afilu Pachs Meshar Pruta. He had this din that even less than Shar Pruta, the Bezin would sit and deal with such a din Torah. So Masad Rav, Rav asks a question, Vesa Shechata, Minhek Deshi Shalem, what the Pasuk tell me? The Rav was to include even a situation of Pachs Meshar Pruta, Le Shavon, to return the money. That if a person had, what's the context here? This is referring to taking from Hektesh. So a person stole even less than a Shavar Pruta, he needs to return the item. So we see from here that there is such a concept of Pachas Mishavar Pruta having to return it. So Gemara says, Lehektesh in about Lehedir Lo. That's a drasha about Hektesh. It's a special thing about Hektesh. We're very sensitive to Hektesh. But when it comes to Lehedir, we don't have to deal with any case less than Shavar Pruta. So then Gemara says, fine. Ela I Tamar Hachi Tamar. If you want to say a case, this is how you should say it. Amrav Katina, Im Hushkaku Bezdin, L'shavapruta, gom rimafilu l'pachas m'shavapruta. So he says, if Bezdin sits for Shavapruta, you have to complete the case, even if it ends up going down in value by the end of the case, you still have to complete it. T'chilas ha-din b'inan pruta, gemar din lo b'inan pruta. The beginning of the din, for them to initially sit, they have to have a pruta to deal with, but if it goes down in value later on, they still have to complete the din Torah. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now, that chamisha chumshin hein, there are five chumshin. What are they? Eluhein. Ha'ochel truma, person who eats truma, and he eats a b'shogeg, Rashi says, a truma gedola, and the trumas meiser, which is the meiser, the levy takes from his meiser, trumas meiser, he takes a meiser from his meiser, that's called trumas meiser, gives it to the kohen, someone who eats that also b'shogeg, and trumas meiser shall demai, if it's a suffix case, and there's trumas meiser there as well, v'achala, v'abikurim, all these cases, the person who eats them, and he shouldn't be eating them, he's mosif chomesh, these are the five chumshim. More than that, hapode neter vai, person who redeems neter vai, that fruta needed to be taken, the fourth year fruits need to be taken to eat in Yerushalayim, he's poded them to bring it with money, he adds a chomesh. A maisha sheni that's brought to Yerushalayim is also, if he's poded, shaloch mosif chomesh. Hapode is hektesh, a guy redeems his hektesh, he's mosif chomesh. Hanene shavaprutim in a hektesh, mosif chomesh, a guy gets hana from hektesh and owes me'ila, he adds a chomesh as well. And hagozel es chavero, shavah, Pruta, v'nishbalo, mosif chomesh. A guy who steals and lies, he pays a chomesh. So the five is in the first five listed. That's all considered one. The eating of chuma and chumas maizer, that's all one. And then all the additional ones, that's a total of five different applications of paying chomesh. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, kasha lei l'Rebbe Elazar. This is a kasha to Rebbe Elazar. Chumas maizer shall maizer, chumas maizer shall demar. The whole din to take chumas maaser on demai. Demai is a case of suffix whether or not you have to take anything. You don't know if the farmer took the proper chuma and maaser and stuff, so you don't know. So it's a suffix. So if a guy eats from demai, accidentally eats chumas maaser from demai, we make him pay chomish. There's no din deraisa to pay demai. Demai is a din derabanan. To make him pay chomish in this case of demai. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Hamani, who authored this? Rabbi Meir, he. Damar Asu Chachamim Mechizik, the Divrehem Kishal Torah. He thinks actually Rabbi Meir holds that they do give such strength to the Chachamim's dinim. The sound of the Baitza tells us that Hamevi get Mimidinis Hayam, Nasu Lav Lo Amar, the guy who brings it from overseas and supposed to say when he hands the get to the woman as a Shliach, he said, Befai Nechtam, Befai Nechtam. It was signed and written in front of me. It was done the Shema. So if he didn't say this, if Lo Amar La Befane Nechtam, Befane Nechtam, Yotze Vavlad Mamzer Divre Rabbi Meir. So then, it's not a good get, and she can't stay married to the guy who she thinks she's single, and she gets remarried from based on that get. It wasn't a good get, since he did not say, B'fani nechtam, B'fani nechtam. Any children she has from the second husband are considered mamzer. And Chacham Omrim, no, ain't a Vlad Mamzer. You don't need to say Befayin Dechtav. That's just a din derabanan having to say Befayin Dechtav. But to say that it wasn't a good get, that doesn't make sense. Keita, what should you do? Yasi Yelenu Mimen of Yachsi Vinedala. Befayin Shnaim. He should take it back to Shliach and give it to her again in front of the two Edim, the Omrla, Befayin Dechtav, and you're good. So the Rebbe Meir, Mishum Delo Amrla, Befayin Dechtav, Yotzi Vavad Mamzer, because you didn't say what the Chacham told you to say, that means she's Mamish is still married, even though Midaraisa it's a good get, and her children from the second marriage are Mamzer, that's crazy. Mar says, in, yes. Rebbe Meir Latame, the Amr Rebbe Huamnuna Mishme Deula, Omer Haya Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir would say, Kol Mishan Mimatbea, Shetavu Chachamim, Begitin, Yotzi Vavad Mamzer. He said, anybody who turned, who changed the way Chacham established how Gittin should be done, if you don't do the right way, what Chacham said, your children will be mamzerim. So we're taking from this din, even though the Gemara doesn't really make the Gemara makes a jump, but doesn't say it. Even though the line is begitin, the Gemara understands he says the same thing as well when it comes to other divrehem that asu Chacham chizik the divrehem kishat Torah that even though demai is only suffik, it's only din derabanan. They said one would have to pay chomish. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. I guess go down and daven, hoping to catch the 7 o'clock menu, but we're gonna.